a very good evening to you. Welcome along to Sweet and Swing once again. My name's Howard Kane. Always a pleasure to have your company of a Friday evening. And what have we got? Well, it is International Women's Day. So let's hear it for the women. Ivy Benson, of course. Anne Shelton. Mildred Bailey. A host of others. But to start off, who walks in when I walk out? Hopefully no one is the answer to that one. Who walks in when I walk out? Going right the way back to, well, about 1934, I think that one. Annette Keith with the Madame Tussauds Orchestra in that year. And of Annette Keith, I can't say a huge amount. I must admit, not possibly one of the better known names. And even the Book of Words, when I turn to it, England's second book of British dance bands, singers and smaller bands, for a little bit more information, has one line. Annette Keith, recorded with Joe Loss and Stanley Barnett's Madame Tussauds Band, which indeed she did, and we've just heard her. And that is pretty much as I can tell you about her. But she has a nice enough voice, fits in very nicely with that piece of the time, jaunty little start to us, to the programme. Or jaunty, I suppose, is the word, isn't it? If you know more, of course, let me know. As always, howardkane@manxradio.com, C-A-I-N-E. In the meantime, yes, International Women's Day. It's been celebrated, well, all over the world, hence international. And I was listening to Radio 3 this morning, and they were doing an entire day of nothing but female artists and composers. So I thought, if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for Sweet and Swing. Not that we don't feature female artists on a weekly basis, but let's see if we can do a whole show. I'm sure we can, with fantastic female players or singers or composers or all three. singer in this case, a famous one at that. Follows on nicely from the first song as well, come to think of it. Who walks in when I walk out? Well, Anne Shelton has the answer. Don't leave me now.
You can leave me when the birds are tired of singing and spring appears without a leafy bough. You can leave me when the ivy's tired of clinging, but don't leave me now. You can leave me when the desert is an ocean and the stars don't shine 'cause they've forgotten how. You can leave me when a heart knows no emotion, but don't leave me now. I don't know what I'd do without you. There's not a doubt you've made my life sublime. I want to be with you forever, and forever is a long, long time. You can leave me when the world is tired of turning and love is just an old forgotten vow. You can leave me when there's no such thing as yearning, but don't leave me now. I don't know what I'd do without you. There's not a doubt you've made my life sublime. I want to be with you forever, and forever is a long, long time. You can leave me when this world is tired of turning and our love is just an old forgotten vow. You can leave me when there's no such thing as yearning, but don't leave me
Anne Shelton, of course, Don't Leave Me Now. And I would repeat her words, don't leave me now. We've got plenty of great stuff coming up in the next hour, a bit under an hour now, I suppose, time being what it is. All female, so we're going to keep it all to the women for International Women's Day and celebrate the incredible number of women musicians then and now. There are plenty around now. If you can tune in on a Saturday night, if you dare, to jumping in the contemporary to Sweet and Swing, i.e. contemporary jazz, just as this was contemporary in its day, and now is classic, I suppose, nostalgic, big band swing, whatever you want to call it, but will be regarded as nostalgia, I suppose. As no doubt, music in Jumping In will be regarded in 50, 60, 70 years' time. It's the way the world works, I suppose, isn't it? Needless to say, there are lots of fantastic female composers, players, sax players, drummers, pianists, you name it. We can't keep up with them on Jumping In, so if you fancy checking that out, Saturday night, 9 o'clock, you might be surprised. You might like it. You won't like all of it, but you might like some of it. Anyway, Anne Shelton, 1936, 19th of January, and Sonny Farrow was leading Jack Hilton's band on a recording session while Hilton was in Chicago. And for some reason, we don't know, and sadly he's no longer around to ask, he used a 12-year-old schoolgirl called Pat Sibley to sing on a record called Moanin' Minnie. Was it brilliant? Probably not. But she certainly had an awful lot of something. It was a bit raucous at the time. Whether anyone noticed it, I don't know. It's hinted that perhaps they didn't, and no one really thought that she had a huge amount of potential. But 4 years later, at the age of 16, she would turn into the wonderfully mature voice of the woman we've just heard, Anne Shelton. Born in 1923, she got a big break with Ambrose at the Mayfair Hotel and on Decca Records, also working with Jay Wilbur on the low-price version of Decca, or their low-price label, Rex. And the early war years, a peak period for great songs and recorded with both bands. Blueberry Hill, Fools Rush In, Green Eyes, I Know Why. And she did many radio programmes, including Calling Malta, in which she became known as the Force's favourite. Not the Force's sweetheart, that was Vera, of course, the Force's favourite. But also she appeared 7 times with none less a personage than Major Glenn Miller and his AEF orchestra, and sang with Bing Crosby at the Queensbury All Services Club. Doesn't get much better than that, does it? I mean, you know, you're at the top of the ladder there, aren't you, realistically? She starred in 3 films. She topped the bill at the London Palladium. She had a hit record with Lily Marlene. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was before she was 21. I know. It's annoying, isn't it? It is annoying. Mrs. Swing, Mildred Bailey. I think we did a little retrospective on her a while back. Hadn't heard from her for a long time, though. Here she is with the quirkily named Arthur Murray, Taught Me Dancing in a Hurry. I suppose you should say that quickly. Arthur Murray, Taught Me Dancing in a Hurry. Here she is. Now, the more observant amongst you, I'm sure that's all of you, realistically, might have thought, that doesn't sound very much like Arthur Murray taught me dancing in a hurry. I would suggest that might have been in my reverie. And I seem to recall now that I'm looking at the booklet, we had this problem last time when we were doing the retrospective, that it's one of those wonderful books where it's a box set of Mrs. Swing, Mildred Bailey, four CDs, and I think they've got them mixed up on all the notes, like the proverbial dog's dinner, quite possibly. So it was Mildred Bailey, and very nice it was too. However, it was in my reverie, not Arthur Murray Taught Me Dancing in a Hurry. And I haven't got enough time to find out, unfortunately, where Arthur Murray Taught Me Dancing in a Hurry might be, because it could be anywhere. I think they've got them all mixed up, to say the least. We'll leave it there. Lovely to hear Mrs. Swing, though, isn't it? We don't feature her enough, really, and she's got a cracking voice. And she sort of came into a time of singing when male singers were dominating the scene in the 1920s. Cliff Ukulele Edwards and Frank Crummett and Whispering Jack Smith. They had great names, didn't they? Rudy Vallee, Chick Bullock, etc., etc. And Bing Crosby was beginning to emerge. And then Mildred came out into that scene and did very well. Lovely to hear a bit of Mildred. Ivy Benson coming up in a few minutes, and we might even get a bit of Vera in now that I mentioned Vera. Why not? I haven't actually got her down on the list at the moment, but I'm sure we could squeeze her in. And we should squeeze her in as well, shouldn't we? The Forces, sweetheart. In the meantime, Betty Bolton is moaning low.
Thank you.
that I shall always remember the love in your eyes. The day you carved upon that tree, I love you till I die. But further on down the lover's lane, a silhouette I see. I know you're kissing someone else. I wish that it were me. By that tree in the meadow, my thoughts always lie. And wherever you go, you'll always know I love you till I die. That tree in the meadow, my thoughts always lie, and wherever you go, you always know I love you till I die.
Rita Williams taking the vocals, a tree in the meadow with, well, of course, with Ivy Benson and her all-girl band. You danced to these bands, as it was entitled, and Ivy herself, well, no stranger to these shores, no stranger to the old maestro as well. My dad, Jim, who, of course, started off Sweet and Swing way back in, well, way back when, I can't remember when, to be honest with you, a long time ago, quite a few years. And before that, he had Music with Selene and all sorts of other programmes. Jim's Jazz Hour. And if you're a fan, well, you'll remember those great days. And yes, the great music he played as well. And back earlier than that, he used to work with Ivy, and that he would pick her up occasionally, I think, when they were playing down at the Villa Marina in the 1950s. And he always had a lot of time for Ivy and Ivy Benson with her all-girl band. A wonderful story. There is a book all about her if you want to know more. I sort of have skimmed through it. Now that I'm thinking on, I've lent it to someone else. I've either lent it to, yes, Mr. Powell, Morris Powell, or did I lend it to Mr. Wint? I'll have to find out. I know it's not on the bookshelf at the moment, but a terrific story all about Ivy Benson and how she set up the band, the difficulties she had with the BBC, how she was rather unceremoniously dumped after the war, and wonderful tales of they were one of the first bands into liberated Germany after the end of the war. I think Glenn Miller with the band was there, and the next band into Berlin, I believe, was Ivy Benson and her girls, who all thought it was a massive adventure, I seem to recall, as you would if you were only 18 or 19. Incredible to think, isn't it? But so many people had so much time for Ivy. A wonderful radio programme, I think, might be available on iPlayer as well. Before that, Moaning Low was Betty Bolton. And Betty's an interesting character too, in that she made her first stage appearance during the First War, and then was involved in the very early experimental television transmissions of none less than John Logie Baird. Yes, one of the very early artists to appear on TV, I suppose you would say, and went on then to make quite a few appearances, if you have a memory going back of a certain age. I won't ask what that age is, it's rude. Children's Hour. She was an assistant to Derek McCulloch, who, of course, children was known as Uncle Mac. That's right. And during the 20s and 30s, she made several dance band records with, well, again, quite a lineup: Van Phillips, Roy Fox, Sid Phillips, Ray Sterita, George Scott Wood, Spike Hughes, Jay Wilbur. Perhaps most famous, though, for that, in history's terms, for that link with John Logie Baird. I mean, that's something, isn't it, to be involved in the very, some of the very, very early TV appearances. That, I think, seals your place in history, even if nothing else does. Helen Baden, well, we're going to the other end, much, much more modern, from a selection I haven't, don't think, ever played this on the show before. It was in the old Maestro's archives, from the more modern end of things. So we've got the likes of Digby Fairweather on trumpet here, Karen Sharp, still going strong, wonderful player, and spoke to her not that long ago at a jazz festival. Used to play with Humphrey Littleton a lot, and plays these days with Alan Barnes. Cliff Hall on piano, Len Skeet on the bass, and Pete Carter at the drums. Helen, of course, singing Embraceable You.
Dozens of girls would storm up. I had to lock my door. Somehow I couldn't warm up to one before. What was it that controlled me? What kept my love life lean? My intuition told me you'd come on the scene. Lady, listen to the rhythm of my heartbeat, and you'll get just what I mean.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you.
Embrace me, you irreplaceable you.
Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me.
You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me.
I love all charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you.
Come to Papa, do.
My sweet embraceable you.
Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me.
You and you alone bring out the gypsy.
The many charms about you. about you.
Don't be a naughty, naughty baby. Come to mama.
Come to papa, do.
My sweet embraceable.
Well, she knew what she was doing, didn't she? Dave Gelly, the very famous jazz writer, puts in the notes. He said, I first met Helen in connection with her company, Jazz Artists Direct, which finds work for jazz musicians and generally cares for their interests. It wasn't surprising, therefore, to discover that Helen was a singer, and actually she was singing before she became a businesswoman. So this debut album not only introduces a fine voice, as Humphrey Littleton said of her on BBC Radio 2's The Best of Jazz. Do you remember that, when Humphrey used to do that? She's also gathered a rather stellar supporting cast, which indeed she had. As I said, it was the creme de la creme in many ways of the British jazz scene, or mainstream jazz, back in the early 2000s. Digby Fairweather, trumpet, Karen Sharp, clarinet and sax, Cliff Hall, piano, Lenski, bass, Adrian Fry, trombone, Dominic Ashworth, guitar, Pete Cater on the drums, and Clive Rowe duetting there with her on the vocals. Dave Gelly says, Helen's style is somewhat reminiscent of the singers of the golden age of swing and MGM musicals, Joe Stafford, Peggy Lee, Doris Day, through to Julie London and Nina Simone. I wouldn't disagree with that. She confesses to the influences of musical theatre and the wealth of 50s musical movies she was glued to as a drama student. And the show business element is clear in her presentation. Absolutely. Wouldn't disagree with any of that. Lovely, fine, round, rich voice in a sort of an older style. And of that version of Embraceable You, we hear it's been in existence for 78 years by the time this version was recorded, which I think was about 2008 or 2007. And there's really no more to be said about it, we're told, except that it's the perfect American song. A duet for Helen and Clive, whose pure vocals and sense of humour shine through in a simple version and a great piano solo from Cliff Hall. Yep, all good stuff. If you haven't heard of her before, you have now. Helen Baden, you go to my head. As far as I know, she's still going. I confess, I have never seen her. But good voice, you can't knock that, can you? Not bad at all. Now, a woman who has a link with the Isle of Man. Mrs. Well, if I say Ennis Parks, it's Mrs. Do you know? If you don't, have a listen and then I'll tell you afterwards.
Give me my sweetest dream, dear, won't you make it true? Tell me the dream that's made life seem divine is yours as well as mine. Since you have given me a fair new world, say you'll share all that's there. For this old world to me seemed cold and gray until you came my way and changed the clouds to sunny skies and desert wastes to paradise. But I should lose my heaven, sweetheart, if ever we should part. So since you give me my sweetest dream, make it mine on all time. For I'll find in a lifetime spent with you my sweetest dream come true.
Without that dream, I never would have.
Maxine Sullivan, Darn That Dream. Classic song, that, isn't it? I love that one. Used to play that with the old maestro back in the day. Maxine on vocals, of course. Bob Wilber on soprano sax there. Bernie Leighton, piano. George Duvivier, bass. And Gus Johnson Jr., drums. Both fine rhythm section men. Those two. And the wonderful voice of Maxine Sullivan, again, a really classic voice that perhaps is, I don't know, is it under-recorded, underappreciated? I think she has a amazing voice in so many ways. And yet, I don't know, is she as well-known as she should be? More than a sort of hint of Mildred Bailey about her there, I think. Not surprising, I think she'd listened to Mildred for quite some time. But Darn That Dream, nice song, yeah. Quite lost in that one for a few moments. Before that, I set you a little quiz, didn't I? Who was Enos Parks, Mrs. Who? Well, I'm sure most of you got the answer. I guess you would in any case. If you're not, I'm going to tell you it was Mrs. Jack Hilton. And is there a link to the Isle of Man? Well, yes, there is, because generally it's accepted. There seems to be a little confusion here and there, but most sources quote her as being born in Douglas, Isle of Man, in either 1893 or 1894. Seem to take your pick on that one. It's one of these slightly vague things, but there's a general consensus she was born here. I've read elsewhere that she might have been born somewhere just across the water in sort of Blackpool or somewhere in the northwest, but I think it's pretty much accepted she was born on the Isle of Man. Must be in the records where someone would go and have a look. If you are going to go and have a look, let me know, because I'll never remember to get around to it. Yeah, Mrs. Jack Hilton, who made a name for herself, well, famously, of course, married Jack Hilton. And even though they didn't stay, well, married in perhaps the accepted term, they didn't actually ever divorce. So, yes, she did marry Jack, and actually went on then to lead his band from 1933 to 1937, even though they'd separated. And he went on to father two children by a mistress. And she then, of course, decided to trade off his name and had her own band, we just heard, later touring with Mrs. Jack Hilton's band. And they did stay married until her death, even though they sort of led separate lives. They never actually divorced, which I thought they did, I must admit, but they stayed married throughout. There we go. A picture here I'm looking at as well of a fan sort of photograph, a picture of Mrs. Jack Hilton looking very glam in a lot of big fur stole, an evening dress, hair in a very 1930s style, and two rows of pearls around her neck and a big brooch on the front of her dress around her décolletage, shall we say. A woman to be reckoned with, I would imagine, and certainly had enjoyed some success with the Hilton band, whether under her own name or with trading off her husband's name. You can argue the toss one way or another, couldn't you? Hopefully we'll squeeze a little bit of Blossom Dearie in, and also Vera Lynn. But I thought we have to have a little bit of this woman, one of my favourite pianists from the era, Mary Lou Williams. Terrific stuff. Thank you. terrific stride sound of Mary Lou Williams, ahead of her time in so many ways, and again, vastly underappreciated in her time, and perhaps like so many great artists, thinking of Thelonious Monk in many ways, was perhaps more appreciated after she'd gone, which always seems a bit, well, ironic, doesn't it, when you can have someone who's a talent. It often happens if you're ahead of your time, and that people only catch up with you later on, by which time either you are past your best, or have retired, or in quite a lot of cases, have left this sphere altogether to move on to higher climbs, as it were. I think that was the case with Mary Lou. What a style, though, and brilliant. And some of her stuff, if you ever get a chance to check it out, go and take a look at some of her records. Really good indeed. Right, better not babble too much, or I won't get everything in. Blossom Dearie, I promised you, and Blossom Dearie, wonderful pianist herself and vocalist. She could do it all.
Swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, wouldst kiss me pretty, wouldst hold my hand. Both thine eyes are cute too, what they do to me. Hear me holler, I choose a sweet Lollapalooza in thee. We'd be so sweet in a hut for two, two rooms and kitchen, I'm sure would do. Give me just a plot of not a lot of land, and thou swell, thou witty, thou grand. I'm sure would do. Give me just a plot of not a lot of land, and thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou pretty, thou swell, thou witty, thou grand.
What a voice. Another one of those unmistakable voices. Blossom Dearie, fine piano player as well. Ray Brown at the bass, Joe Jones at the drums. Can't go wrong. I used to love that one she did about the telephone. I can't remember what it was now. Girl, call my baby. Tell him the busy line, that was it. Remember that one? A classic. Okay, Vera Lynn to finish off with the great Sam Brown, also who had a Manx link, of course, and Robert Farnon's 8. I'll keep the love light burning. I hope you do the same.
Find your way to me. such a yearning in my heart. Darling, it will bear eternally.
The flame will grow into a fire as bright as any star above.
So let the glow of my desire way to my love. I'll keep the love light burning in my heart, so that you can find your way.
As any star above.
So let the glow of my desire
light your way to my love. I'll keep the love light burning in my heart. Find your way to be.
Vera, Sam Brown, the Robert Farnon Eight. And Sam, of course, ran a shop on the Isle of Man. It's all about the Isle of Man, isn't it? Hope you've enjoyed our little Women's Day special as much as I have. And you will keep the love light burning. Until next week at least, same time, same place, and we'll do it all over again. Look after yourselves and I'll see you then. Cheerio.